Maybe I just lost myself today. Maybe I just lost myself today. Hey, maybe I just lost myself today.
My guest, Carlin Tripp, his song Open Arms, Catch Him April 8th.
Yes.
And that's at the Burren. It's an EP release party. I want to thank him very much. You can listen to this show afterwards if you're listening to it now on my website, duckworthy.com. Bye. Let's see here. I've got to punch this up and go over here since my next. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to do something a little different. I'll put this on. All right. This is no longer technically part of my show. This is a band with some local people in it named I'm With Her off their new record. This is a song called 100 Miles.
Got a dusty neck and a bent back low. Feel the heat rise up off a red dog road. Up ahead's just more of the road not showing. That's 100 miles that I'm going. It's a long way up and a long way back. Ain't no shortcut, no sidetrack. And there ain't one sound of a shade tree growing. That's 100 miles that I'm going. That's 100 miles to get back to you. Been 100 years and maybe two. See the road stretch out to the autumn place. See a glad tear standing on Grandma's face. Gonna get some love and a big hello. That's 100 miles that I'm going.
Welcome to Anything and Everything. My name is DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips, and you are listening to WMFO Medford. It is 1 o'clock on this terrible Wednesday.
Terrible, horrible Wednesday. But you are now listening to Anything and Everything.
Which is about anything and everything.
I think it's gonna be a good show. We got a lot in store for you. Sam, how are you feeling today?
I'm actually feeling, despite the weather, quite fantastic.
Is that because there's the possibility of a snow day tomorrow?
You know, so here's the thing. I didn't even know there was a possibility of a snow day.
Really? I think I might just be telling myself that so I don't have to get up tomorrow morning.
I would love to have a snow day. Do you think we're going to get one?
I don't. I think maybe we'll have some early classes canceled. But all I remember that feeling of you wake up and it's 6:30 and you gotta get to school.
And then you
roll over and you get the text.
Ooh, the text.
And you go straight back to
sleep. There is nothing better than that text.
Yes, absolutely.
I too don't think we're gonna get it. I live 640 feet from my classes. There's just not really a reason for me to not be able to go.
And that's an exact measurement, right? 640?
Yeah, it's exactly 640 feet. I count it every single day, and if it's off, I go back to my room. Whoops, I hit my microphone there. I was getting so animated. I go back to my room, and I do it again until I can do it in 640 feet.
I mean, you have to start the day, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's, you know, what are you even doing if you're not starting your day with 640 perfect strides to Olin Language Arts Center?
Well, clearly I haven't been starting my days right, so I should start that before I go to my other classes.
And you wonder why you're having a tough day or here or there.
Well, we might be hearing about the quality of my day at about 1:45.
What's at 1:45?
Sweatpants or real pants. Sweatpants or real pants is at 1:45.
Now, if you are new to the show, thank you for joining us, first of all. If you are, have you listened to our show before, you know that around 1:45 we're gonna talk about whether we're wearing sweatpants or real pants in a segment that we call
Sweatpants or Real Pants.
It's really quite a creative name.
And at 1:30, we have That About Sums It Up, which is, you know, you tell something about your week that perfectly sums it up. We are also on the hunt for a new segment. So if you have any ideas, please give us a call in 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
Now, I'm especially excited right now, DJ Rizzle King, because today is special. We're going to try something new. It's not going to happen every week. But given the fact that we don't have a 115 segment, what are we going to do around 115 today?
Well, we're gonna have some fun with words. I'll put it that way.
Stay
tuned for a little change of pace at 115.
All right.
But speaking of a change of pace, here's a little throwback to a Disney classic.
That was The Circle of Life.
Can still hear it a little bit in the background.
Exactly. It's very calming. It's fantastic. That is like the one of the most iconic songs. That, you know, when she comes in with the note that I won't dare try, because
I
couldn't come further from it. I probably would be miles off. I would be way more than 640 feet off from that note right there.
Well, interesting tidbit before we go any further. It is impossible for any human to be tone deaf, because otherwise you couldn't put inflection in your voice. Yet somehow, Sam, you manage it. Impressive.
But there are people who are tone deaf who just don't put inflection in their voice, right? They talk like this the entire time.
But it's not because, I mean, in terms of normal things that happen and not extenuating medical conditions.
Yeah, no one's really tone deaf.
No one's really tone deaf.
Okay, that's good to know.
That's good to know.
Except
in case
I'm still a little bit tone deaf.
Just mildly.
I'm note deaf. I can't do the notes, you know. I get my voice way up there sometimes. If I'm excited, it gets high. It gets a little bit high.
I'm sure our listeners have heard that before.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll hear it again today if we get excited enough. But it is now 1:14, and speaking of the opposite of monotone voices, DJ Rizzle King and I thought we would try a little something.
So, we'll explain, should we explain the game, or should we just go...
Well, we're going to explain the game and then play one song, and then we're going to get it going, because we got to get warmed up a little bit.
Okay.
We got to get warmed up.
We do have to get warmed up.
We need a song intro for it, so here's the game.
The game is accents.
Yes.
We Sam and I enjoy our impressions and accents, so
yes.
We are going to spend 15 minutes either impersonating mm-hmm. or doing accents. These can be real people or just generalized
yep.
accents.
Exactly.
Just talking about our random show topics as we do.
Exactly, and from 1:15 to 1:30, you will not hear our normal voices.
So, we need to get warmed up. We will be back shortly.
We're going to do that thing where they go... They go to...
From High School Musical.
High School Musical, exactly.
Right.
We're going to do that, and then we'll be right back with some... accents and impersonations.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said hello.
Well, great Scots, laddie. That was a fantastic song we had there.
Yeah, that was really good. Who are you?
I'm so, when I was a kid, I watched Lilo and Stitch a lot, and my favorite line to say from that was, Ohana means family.
That is fantastic to hear there, laddie. I really thought that you right there, were Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
You sound just a little bit like someone from Braveheart.
Exactly. It's what I'm going for, because they can take our lives, but they will never take our radio show away from us.
Well, you know, maybe someone should, because what we're doing here is on the air, just changing up accents on the fly.
Well, you know, I'm from the South, so if I want to be on the air and talk like this, well, you know I am.
Well, I don't know if that's such a good idea, but you know what else isn't great right now? The weather outside is truly terrible.
It is terrible. It is truly terrible.
Now, see, the thing you got to realize is it's not actually that bad yet, but in other places it's snowing hard.
Well, you know, I understand that the weather here right now is not so good, right? But let me tell you come back to my homeland right in Russia, and I tell you that up in Siberia, terrible, terrible weather, very cold. Lots of wind, you know, like the wind here last Friday, like not so bad compared to over there, right?
I mean, you know, it's not so bad when you...
Have we gone British?
You know, I'm kind of scared of this one because often it's very easy to slip in and out of it.
The British one is a tad scary because you can hop into the Scottish land quite easily, right?
Or the Irish land.
Exactly. It's very scary. I'm going to be honest with you. Now, it could go badly.
It could go badly. Some of the English accents are quite difficult. Like the Cockney accent is really hard. I'm not even going to attempt it. if anyone has seen Ocean's 11 or Don Cheadle attempts the Cockney accent.
I don't think I could do a Cockney accent, but you know what I think I could do is, you know, if I was Jerry Seinfeld, you know, I'd be like, Jerry, come on, Jerry. That's George, you know, George. And be like, I mean, come on, I'm Jerry.
Wow, you know, it really sounds like you're in the B-movie. Jerry Seinfeld voiced Barry B. Benson.
Jerry Seinfeld
was Barry B. Benson. Terrible, terrible movie, but really funny internet meme. I once watched the whole thing. Somebody uploaded that movie in 52 parts to YouTube, and each was about 2 minutes long. And I watched the whole thing during a history class.
Well, let me tell you that if I were Bill Clinton and I watched that B-movie in 52 parts, I would be stunned, and I would feel your pain. I would. I really would. Now, DJ Rizzle King, please, for the Medal of Honor, play another song, because I've run out of accents to say right now.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how.
Welcome back to Anything and Everything on WMFO.
Guten Tag.
DJ Slips, what do you have for us now?
Well, you see, if I were Obama, then this is what I would say to you.
You have to add a lot of pauses.
Yes, because you know, DJ Russell King is. I always think before I say what I say, because let me tell you, this is unacceptable.
What is unacceptable?
You know, the Christopher Walken, the lack of impersonations is really not okay. And if I can say, when I was in Wedding Crashers with Owen Wilson, he was like, wow. I'm Lightning McQueen.
You know, as Morgan Freeman, I really try to keep my voice as silky smooth as possible when I narrated Shawshank Redemption. Fantastic motion picture, but it is incredibly long. I mean, 3 hours long.
3 hours?
Now, I can't even pretend to do the accent, really. I'm just in my default British one. I'm back to it. Back to it.
What's your default British accent?
This is my default British accent. You see, yours is a bit softer.
It's a bit more posh.
Exactly, a bit more posh, you know. You get into the Queen's Palace. I am out on the street.
I watched a video with John Oliver.
Yes.
Last night.
Cool. I also watched it last night.
I've got to tell you, his show is great. I mean, but he's also, he tries really hard to not be a journalist, which is really interesting because he talks a lot about how he's not, you never heard of the John Oliver effect? For those of you who don't know, John Oliver has a show, and in his show, he researches a big news story or random things, but they're always very in-depth and researched, and he is very adamant that it's not about his researching skill. It's about him being a comedian.
Comedy. It's about his comedy, you know, laddie.
Yeah, it's all about his comedy.
Yes, you know, we'll slip back into the British accent real quickly, if I might. Might I add that right now, around 1:30 p.m. on the East Coast, you know how you guys don't use the Greenwich Mean Time. I don't really know what you're doing over there in your United States of America.
We are in Massachusetts.
Yes, we are. But, let me tell you, Greenwich Mean Time, if I might say, Greenwich Mean Time is the greatest time zone on the entire planet. It's the center, right down the middle. Boom.
Well, you know, that's just because that's how a map was drawn hundreds of years ago.
Well, let me say that it was I who drew the map.
We are very far down the rabbit hole at this point.
Yes, we are. We're talking about colonialism in British accents.
But we are being true to our word. We have 45 more seconds.
45 more seconds, laddie. We're going to talk like this for 45 more.
Well, you know, I could be Christian Bale's Batman.
Batman. Good for you. My Batman is perhaps the worst Batman that there ever has been.
You know, laddie, you just need a bit more rasp to it.
More rasp. I feel like this microphone actually helps my accent a little bit. It's got a little gravitas to it.
If I'm being honest, I've run out of things to say.
I have completely bollocked this up. If I am being truthfully honest today, let me just say that in 10 seconds, you guys are going to be so lucky because you're going to hear us talk in our normal accents. This has been quite a debacle. Now, DJ Rizzle King, how are you doing today? We're back to our normal accents.
Wow.
And thank God. Wow.
Wow. That was extraordinarily difficult. We sounded ridiculous.
I know. And I think I do accents all the time. And then boom, all of a sudden, I can't think of anything. I can't. 15 minutes forever.
Oh, well, I would have said that I spend at least 45 minutes a day impersonating
and
doing accents.
Exactly. But not in a row. That's
not
the problem.
Not in a row and not having to change it up.
And now you're at an hour.
Wow.
I know. And the real thing is that I really just have my, you know, my tried and true ones, you know, like the Scottish accent, it's always going to be there. The Southern accent, always going to have to use it because, you know, I'm from Virginia. But but then you got to talk for 15 minutes. You got to switch it up. You got to be talking like Obama. And all of a sudden, it's very difficult.
It's very difficult. Well, we're going to take a quick break and
we're
going to
give you a quick break from us because if you're still listening, wow. Just wow.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Well, let's hear a quick PSA, and then we'll be back for our regular segment.
Hi, We're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing. And music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this. But now it's pretty much over. So wear your earplugs, please.
All right, it is 1:31. We are a minute late. Apologies to those who checked back at 1:30
exactly.
on the dot. But
much
it is now time.
To you guys.
It is now time for That About Sums It Up. This might be overtaking quickly Sweatpants or Real Pants as my favorite segment.
Really? Really? I have a special place in my heart for
There's a special place in my heart, but there's a lot that you can do with.
Also, a special place on my legs for Sweatpants and Real Pants. Almost like my pants were made for my legs.
Radical idea you have.
I know
going on
it
there.
Is. It's a radical idea. I think I'm going to get it patented. It's my plan.
Well, you are currently patent pending.
That is true. Just a nice shout out to the steak biopsy.
If you want to learn more about that, you can Facebook message Sam.
Yeah, you can Facebook message me personally. I have nothing to stop anybody from Facebook messaging me because I'm not really important. So,
all right. Well, it is now 1:32, and let's get into some That About Sums It Up. Sam, what was your week like?
My week was good. Now I would say that this kind of weather is my That About Sums It Up. But here is the best way to describe it. Last Friday, let me tell you, I love wind. I love wind. So, you know, there's like 45-mile-an-hour wind.
It was windy.
It was windy, but it was not windy enough for me to lean directly into the wind. Full force, just completely give myself to the wind and stay upright.
But it was fascinating, though.
But it was just close enough. And I think that about sums it up. It was so close. So close to being awesome. But it just wasn't quite there. It's still good, but just not quite there.
It's like 7 out of 10.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'd take a 7 out of 10, but let me tell you, when I heard there were going to be 50-mile-an-hour winds today, I was like, I am going outside tomorrow.
Wow, I think you might be the only person who's ever said that.
Wind is fantastic. Now, DJ Rose King, how would you sum up your week?
I had a good week, but on class, 6 p.m. on Monday, walking up maybe 10 stairs.
Mm-hmm.
After
you did that in 640 steps, I presume.
640 feet, actually. I went up and down the stairs until
good.
I reached 640
good.
Feet.
But now let me ask you this. What would happen if you got halfway through and you were at 640 feet? Well, you got to go down and you got to start over again.
I think the world just explodes.
I think that's how it works. So how are you summing up your week?
So I had gone to the gym earlier mm-hmm. that day, mm-hmm. had exercised my legs as one normally does mm-hmm. at the gym.
Very nice.
And I decided it was a totally fine idea to take the stairs two at a time, like I normally do.
Mm-hmm.
I take my step, and you know how you kind of push off a little bit,
mm-hmm.
or
yeah.
especially if you're short like mm-hmm. I am. I tried, and I told my leg to straighten and propel me forward.
Neural signal, of course.
And it simply didn't work.
It just didn't work for you?
I just could not get up the stair.
Were you out of battery?
I think it was more like the batteries were overheated. The batteries were there.
You need to cool down a little bit.
And I could feel them trying to work, mm-hmm. and it was just a very uncomfortable sensation.
See, now what I'm imagining is your forward body, your upward body, just continuing forward, you know, with all that inertia, and your lower body just staying where it was for a nice Eiffel Tower.
I did not fall. I just simply couldn't walk. And that about sums it up.
That is an interesting way to sum it up. So no moving today, huh?
I will say I am embracing the waddling around campus.
Well, I will tell you, let me tell you that I saw DJ Rizzle King booking it into the studio today from about 40 feet away. He's sprinting down. He's looking right, left, making sure that he's not going to get hit by a car. Books it through the door. And guess what? We were here on time.
We had to get here for our faithful listener.
Exactly.
Probably singular listener.
And, we just lost them. Look at that.
They're gone.
They're all gone. We're now talking to ourselves.
Well, we should probably get back to music because at least you don't have to listen to our
Yeah, then we don't have to listen to ourselves. Exactly.
All right, here is some Sam Smith.
You must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this. But I have seen this all before. I'm never gonna let you close to me.
even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good.
I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 No way that you'll see me cry.
No way that you'll see me cry.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
No, 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 no. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbyes.
That was Too Good at Goodbyes, Sam Smith. Now, before we continue our normal programming, I would just like to put a disclaimer in front of this. DJ Slips and I have very different tastes in music occasionally.
Sometimes. On, you know, in genres, we differ greatly.
It is either the exact same music that we like or completely opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is a DJ Slips.
This is a DJ Slips pick.
DJ Slips pick.
Now before we have this song being played, I will just say that I had the ants go marching in, you know, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, stuck in my head. I was whistling it as I went to the dining hall this morning. And so, you know, I looked online, and as I typically do with, you know, either basic, like, you know, those children's songs, like The School's on the Butt, The Wheels
or
on...
Or like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I'm interested, I'm curious to see, you know, what the people on the internet have done with these audio files. You know, have they made techno remixes of them? Are those techno remixes good? And I like this DJ Steve remix of The Ants Go Marching In.
So all right.
Here's that for a minute and 42 seconds.
old friend.
That was Whiplash right there. We went from calm, from super techno to calm.
Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell, echoing the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering silence.
That was The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel from The Graduate original soundtrack recording in 1967. Funnily enough, my Christmas present from my parents was a book about the 1967 Best Picture nominees. It was riveting.
That sounds dull.
It sounds
a tad dull, if I'm being honest.
I hate myself for enjoying that book as much as I did.
I very much admire that you think that is interesting. I wish I had something like that.
Well, you know what? It is interesting.
What?
Whether or not we're wearing sweatpants or real pants at 1:45 on a Wednesday.
That's fascinating because that's exactly when we do sweatpants or real pants, and it's 1:45. Would you look at that?
Would you look at that?
Now, DJ Rizzle King, let's hear it. Are you wearing sweatpants or real pants?
Not only am I wearing sweatpants, I am wearing sweatpants with comfy boots, comfy socks, comfy shirt, jacket. I have the hat with me. I have everything rolled out. It's one of those days. It's one of those days when you wake up and you start, not only do you have your alarm set, you start setting timers.
The 9 minute timer.
The 9 minute timer.
It's waking you up at like 51 and you're like, what's going on here? It's not even a normal time.
No, not even that. Not the snooze timer. I'm talking, I rolled over, open clock app.
Oh, yeah.
Set a 4 minute timer.
Oh, 4 minutes?
And went back to bed.
Oh, no. 4 minutes. I think at that point,
I should just get up.
Or just don't ever get up. Just stay. If 4 minutes is like, yes, 4 minutes is good. Never will 4 minutes of sleep make the difference.
I can't say it did.
Yeah, no, 4 minutes hurts. I think my worst is like 7 minutes. I've done it because I've woken up at like a 53 and then be like, well,
want to get it to a nice round number.
Yeah, I need to wake up in a round number. There's no point in waking up at 53.
If you ever meet, this goes out to you, Sam, and all of our listeners. If you ever meet someone who willingly sets a wake up alarm at like 6:32, run. They are Satan incarnate.
Oh, you think so? I used to wake up at 6:12 for school.
Why?
6:12. I thought it was nice because, you know, at that time, the clock I was using had an 8-minute alarm, 8-minute sleeper. So I would go 6:12, 6:20, you know, then I would just go right past, I would blow right past the nice even number, move on to 6:28 and be done with it.
No, but at least that's you trying to do something round with it.
Okay.
If it's I like to get up at 6:12 just because.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
There's something wrong with that.
I see what you're saying.
Now, on to you. Sweatpants or real pants?
I am a proud, proud wearer of real pants today.
Fascinating.
Yes, now let me tell you, because when it's raining, I don't feel like sweatpants do the job. I think, you know, I need something more sturdy to hold out the rain. I will tell you this, though. I'm wearing my rain khakis.
Pause. You own a pair of designated rain khakis.
No. I do wear them in non-rain weather. However, when it's raining, I generally wear these khakis that I've now designated rain khakis, because I feel like they're the sturdiest pair I have. And my jeans, I don't know, they just don't really, they're not really baggy enough for this weather.
You're also not a huge jeans person.
Yeah, exactly. So these are my baggiest pants, and I've designated them my rain khakis.
Now, before we move on,
let me say, they're no green jeans.
They're no green jeans. For those of you who missed last week, I was wearing green jeans.
Oh, green jeans.
They will be back, I'm sure. Now, before we move on to a couple more songs before our bombastic ending, I would just like to pose the question for you and the rest of our listeners.
Okay.
Is it weird?
Yes.
to have a designated pair of jeans that you sleep in?
Oh, extremely so.
That you call your night jeans.
that is beyond odd.
Okay, can I cite you on that?
That's beyond odd to me.
It's the strangest thing I've ever seen.
I would say that denim is one of those things that is the anti-derivative of comfort. Just, it's not really, if someone was like, hey.
The annihilator of comfort.
Yeah, could you provide me with a comfortable outfit? I wouldn't be like, hey, here's some denim pants for you right now. Here's some construction grade pants for you to wear.
Well, also, why do you have jeans for sleeping?
I mean, why do you have green jeans?
Because they're great.
That's true.
Because they can become a focal point on anything and everything Wednesdays at 1 p.m.
Oh my gosh, you should contact the maker of green jeans.
I should.
And you should get a royalty. You
a royalty?
Single-handedly increased the amount of green jean sales in the United States of America, specifically in the Medford-Somerville area.
To one.
to one. And no one else seems to care about green jeans. No one else is passionate about green jeans the same way we are.
We are passionate about green jeans. We are also passionate about music, which, if you're listening for the first time today, we haven't played much music.
No, I will say we usually play way more music than this. I would say, what do you think, like average 10 songs, maybe?
Yeah, about.
I would say average 10
songs.
This
has been six.
Well, it's okay. We'll improve next week. One day, Thomas and I will get really tired of talking, and we're just going to play music. And when that day comes, call, because something's wrong. Just give us a call.
We're either like collapsed in the studio.
But you know, if I were collapsed, I would stay in the studio from 1 to 2 because
you've got to be here.
Exactly, I've got to be talking about the green jeans.
All right, well, let's actually get back to some music for a second.
Okay. Well, is it music?
We think it's music.
We're going to play a song, which, you know, I think this could be the new post-Sweatpants or Real Pants anthem.
Let's see what we got.
Here we go.
Sieben, sieben, alle Lu, eins, zwei, drei. tried my best to feed her appetite, keep her coming every night, so hard to keep her satisfied. Oh, kept playing love like it was just a game, pretending to feel the same, but turn around and leave again.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you are listening, or you have listened to WMFO.
This is Anything and Everything, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Check back next week.
I am DJ Slips.
I am DJ Rizzlekin.
And thank you for listening. You are currently listening to Ride of the Valkyries. Please come back next week. Thank you!